Hey everybody, welcome to Girl Gone Frugal Again, an audio production for the website michelleismoneyhungry.com. I am your host, Michelle Jackson, and today I wanted to talk to you about my 5 days to $500 challenge. It is basically my signature challenge to help listeners and readers of my website free up money so that they can do something different with their life. These are the strategies that I use to free up $13,500 from my annual budget and change my life. I was able to do so many things once I stopped overspending and stopped allocating money towards stuff that I really, some of it was important to me, some of it wasn't, but once I understood that there was a different way to do the same things for a heck of a lot less money, I was sold. At this point in time, I've cut my budget by even more. But when you think about your annual budget, these are basically the things that you're, the services that you're spending on throughout the year, such as your mortgage or your rent, debt payments, car-related expenses, your electric bill, schooling, clothes, those types of things, groceries, travel, whatever it is. And could you imagine how it felt to eliminate $13,500 from my annual budget? Remember, that's after tax. So really, in order to get to that amount, I actually had to earn more because you get taxed on your earning. So the 5 days to $500 challenge is a way to free up your cash and learn how to do the same type of things, but for a heck of a lot less without compromising the quality of what you want to experience and your quality of life. I was able to quit my job and get a new career as an entrepreneur. I was able to focus on what my values are. I understood how powerful a value-based budget can be. Some examples of my own personal values in terms of my finances and where I want my money to go include debt freedom, career freedom, spending time with the people in my life who I love and care about, having fun experiences, travel, and the ability to continue to educate myself, and of course, focusing on health and wellness. This challenge is for those of you who are like me. You're not naturally frugal. You don't want to compromise on whether or not you buy healthy groceries, whether or not you get to take fitness classes, or whether or not you get to enjoy a trip. But I'm happy to tell you there's so many ways to do the same stuff for a heck of a lot less. Will you experience a little bit of pain and discomfort? It depends on what it is. If you get started by freeing up just $500, imagine when you get addicted to the process, how many ways there are to find money in your current budget so that you can do life differently. Start the 5 days to $500 challenge today. Free up your cash. The link is in the show notes. Please do check it out. Try something new. Think about different ways to change your financial habits without lowering your quality of life. I spend so much less. My quality of life is exactly the same. I'm so much happier. I'm just about credit card debt free, and then I'll be focused on my student loans. That'll be the only thing I'll be working towards, and I'm so happy about this. Some of the things that you could do with thousands of dollars of freed up cash, think about it. You could pay off your debt, huge one. You could invest your money and grow your net worth. Save money, there's a thought. Travel, You could buy a car for cash. I actually learned how to drive as an adult. It's still funny to me. And I bought a car for cash. I love this car. It's paid off. It's awesome. Basically, the 5 days to $500 challenge is to help you make better choices for yourself without going broke, without having to rely on credit cards, without having to take out personal loans. Will some of it be challenging for those of you who haven't used this muscle, who haven't told yourself no, who haven't learned how to substitute one thing for the other? Yes, of course. But it's going to be a lot less painful than being in debt. Trust me. I've had both experiences. This is better. Thank you so much for joining the challenge. Thank you for listening to Girl Gone Frugal again. I am loving this podcast. I'm having so much fun. Please do make sure you sign up for the challenge. Check out MichelleIsMoneyHungry.com for all kinds of information on different things that single women need to think about or consider as they try to rock their money in 2017 and beyond. Have an amazing rest of your day, and I'm about to go to Comic-Con here in Denver. Again, value-based spending.